Hey everybody, welcome to Grizzlies Devour Whole Humans. That was submitted by Dirk Bowman Jr. This month's 420 Club giveaway, I'm so excited about it because we just made these for members of the, crew and cast of the High Court on Comedy Central, and they are gavels that say High Court on them. And it's a working pipe. So we're going to give away one of those to a 420 Club member. That's all you got to do is become a member to be eligible. And you could sign up at patreon.com/gettingdoug. Doug plugs. I got stand-up Sunday in Portland, Oregon. A few tickets might be available for that at Helium. It's a gas. Doug Loves Movies podcast Tuesday, March 28th at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles, and April 2nd and 3rd at the Gramercy Theater in New York City, April 22nd at Zany's in Nashville. All of my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show. Off. Here we are back in the basement. Finally, I was out of town for a while. I went to Austin, Texas for a bit. Talk about that a little bit more. But I'm so excited that my three guests today are probably the three best bailiffs on the High Court. I don't like to rank everybody, but since you're here, I might as well be honest with you that you're the three best ones.
Oh, thank
sitting
you.
In order, boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh! I tried to be vague on that part. Like, what do you mean, which order?
Yeah, it could be, it could be boom, 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 maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's Todd Glass, Slink Johnson, and Brandon Wardell, everybody. That's how small the crew is. That's what kind of skeleton crew today we have. They couldn't even put their bones together for a round of applause. There's almost more of us on this side of the cameras. Are you all right, Todd?
I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, but I'm looking forward to smoking. I had chicken and waffles last night, a lot of it.
Why?
Why?
You're at Roscoe's?
No, I had it delivered. And you know, waffles don't have a lot of shelf life. You don't make it to your house. Even if they made them at Roscoe's and then literally put them right in the car and drove them right to your house, which they don't, they'd still be not good. So it's like I was eating it and I was like with the chicken and it wasn't a crispy waffle and none of the syrup and I was nauseous and then I ate somebody else's.
Somebody else's soggy waffle?
No, they didn't want
it. Oh my God, that's an expression. I ate somebody else's soggy waffle.
That was my first country. My first country. No, my waffle.
Oh yeah, shout out to bluewaffle.com. Is it .com?
What?
.gov?
Wait, did it sound for Blue Waffles?
What's up?
What's happening?
The waffle you ate was blue. You might be sick today, bro.
Oh, no, I don't think it was. I hope it wasn't blue. Why would it be blue?
Oh, man, Blue Waffle was a hit shock site when I was in high school.
Oh, really?
It's just like a really
what was
nasty,
that, last year?
It's a real nasty-looking vagina.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like a pool site.
Oh, that, I know.
Yeah.
Blue Waffle.
Blue
sure.
Waffles.
It's going to be 420 any minute now.
Uh-oh.
In places like Bogota, Colombia, Kingston, Jamaica.
Wow.
Of course, our friends in Houston, Texas, they're in Central Time, as is Chicago, Illinois, and lots of other places. So it's 19 minutes after the hour right now. We've got a sativa called Green Crack and an indica called Cherry Cola on the table. I ground up some, this is the sativa if you want to grab
sativa
some of that.
Sativa makes you energetic?
It's better than, it's more energetic than
cherry
indica.
Cola?
That's the, where the thing
have you watched Young Pope yet? He loves,
I've seen
loves
a little bit of,
zero.
Oh, okay. I've only seen a little bit of Young Pope. I put it on when I want to fall asleep.
It's not good.
It's slow as fuck.
Yeah.
What is
it's
it?
Like, it's like,
don't I know anything?
It's like
that?
Watching a series
it's
of Jude paintings.
Law as a Young Pope.
Oh, they,
he's like not even
younger
that young.
Pope, yeah.
Yeah.
Youngish Pope.
He's a dick.
Because he's pushing
also,
50.
It's like he's more of a dick Pope.
Dick Pope,
Pope,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's up,
right.
Louise?
Don't talk like that in front of Black Jesus. Yeah, let's hear it.
Did you grind it down to dummy dust again? Oh, okay, fuck it.
That'll work, right?
Went it wrong.
Dummy dust.
And winning watts.
Oh, by the way, Doug, if you don't mind if I get the niceties out of the way, thank you for the pipe. The show, I think.
Yeah, every bailiff got one of these.
Can we smoke out of one of those, actually?
Yeah, sure.
And that got FedExed to me yesterday. It was like a great treat.
Yesterday.
Oh, no.
I feel some kind of way.
Yeah. How often does FedEx come around ever where you live?
No.
No, FedEx, you know. So we got to get our FedEx from the corner.
Really?
They come to our house.
So maybe it's waiting for you at the corner.
Nah, those guys are down there too.
You know what? I'll give you Brandon's.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, give me Brandon's.
Go home and get
it. He doesn't fucking need it.
We should just give you one. We've got some sitting around here, so we'll just give you one today.
Give me two or three of them.
Okay.
You know, why not be honest?
I like the little Hollywood swag, man. That shit works. Those things are like bartering tools later on with my friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, you can have this t-shirt. Oh, yeah, you can have this. Fuck it. Here, this is a light up fucking light. Here, take this.
That's why I don't throw anything that stuff out. I do the same
thing.
You're
fucking right, man. You fucking right.
I give stuff away on my podcast that's so swaggy that I get from various projects. It's fun.
Funny story, Doug, about
it's the new. What? Where are you? You're, that pipe makes you think you're from the 20s?
It did, you know, though. Quite.
Is this a diet?
I love it. Finally, a thing that gets Todd to stop doing a bit.
Wow, I fought it.
Is you cough so hard you can't even get through it.
I fought it. Oh, I do say, good sir. I got it out. I've heard that before. What?
This is nice, man.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. Pretty
what if
happy
he did
about
get,
that.
Maybe he did get one. And that's his way of getting a free one.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first one was free.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, really bad scam.
Getting additional free. Hey, he's going to blow my little cover and shit.
The worst scam in the world. Yeah. You're so into scams, you don't like it.
I got two free promotional pipes instead of one.
Yeah, they really got me.
Just the worst fucking heist ever.
You know what I do? I'm going to hold the bank up and give them money.
Sit.
I'll be the first guy to ever give. Well, this was the stupidest bank robber in the world. They do a story on it in the news.
I've got a gun. Take this bag. Empty it into the drawer.
Yeah. And then... I mean, what if you not did that in a bit, but you, first of all, you wouldn't do it. But in real life, if you did that, what would they... You'd still go to jail, right?
I think so, yeah. Once you introduce a gun into a situation,
what about
you
if it's
tell
a fake
people
gun.
What to do.
Fake gun made out of soap.
Fake gun doesn't buy you a lot.
I think it does a little.
No, because you're still pretending to have
a gun.
They're
still going to take your ass.
I'm not going to do it. I was wondering if somebody did. I don't think the penalty... I don't know. If it was a fake gun and you were giving the money, you'd definitely do jail time, but I think it would be much, much less. Somebody out there knows the answer.
You'd end up in a psychiatric hospital is where you'd
end up. You're not allowed to go to jail.
Why would you do that?
You're not allowed to go to jail if it was a prank.
Right. No,
yeah,
that's not true.
No, that's a clause.
If it's a prank.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I always thought if I got caught stealing. Not that I ever did.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could walk into a hotel and...
What's the most expensive thing you ever stole?
Oh, what? Now, you answer that first.
Candy bar?
That's the lowest?
Wow.
Yeah, but it was
me and Brandon are like...
Yeah.
But it was a $50,000 bar.
No.
Okay, that's the end of that conversation. So,
mine's too high to admit.
Oh, really?
Is it?
No.
Like a car?
How dare you?
Oh,
no. Maybe.
Somebody's lighter?
Maybe some firewood at Vaughn's.
Really? Because it just sits outside there and you can just grab some?
I pay for. I said I. I told her five I was paying for.
Five
maybe
logs?
You take an extra one, I'm saying.
Extra logs.
Self-checkout is a great...
Self-checkout is insane.
Situation.
I don't even get it.
I
don't know why you can't just throw a bunch of stuff in a bag and walk out the door.
I spent like a good year of my life shoplifting via self-checkout.
It's so honest of you.
I know that you guys
were... Did you get in trouble for admitting it?
Of course, what's that? People watch the show. Thank you.
Not this late.
Doug, today's a monumental occasion.
Uh-oh.
You see what just happened?
What?
That blunt right there, I pulled out of my sock. That's mine.
Smoking yours? You always say, he says smoke yours is his phrase, but today I'm smoking his.
Wow. Today, as, and you know, with Donald Trump being in office right now, the world is in a state of turmoil right now. So I just want to put my best foot forward and extend an olive branch to three white men right here live on stage. You know what I mean? To let them know that it's cool. And that's what we need to do in office. I think we need to drop 1,000 pounds of high-grade marijuana down on the United Nations building and the White House and make the motherfucker smoke.
Right.
I'm half Filipino, for the record.
Which half? Upper or lower? And what's your point?
He said three white men, and I was like,
"What?
I'm technically a POC kind of."
You are, but your father's Caucasoidal traits overtook your mother's.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, but you know. No, you're good though, bro. I mean, if to black people, man, if I didn't know you, you're a white man.
Bro. No,
you know,
I know.
But now I look at you. I can see it in you.
Thank you.
Everybody sees a white man when they look at you. No one sees a Filipino.
I think that's a pretty white passing.
Did you know that the Filipinos, the Filipinos are the niggers of the Asian community?
Yeah.
All right, so we had a great show today. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming by.
Why does there have to be?
And save your comments, because this isn't a show anymore. I already forgot what you said. So you don't have to say it again.
I rewind it.
He said, in the...
in the night I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless.
Like Kanye, Todd.
I like you right now.
Fan. That was good, right?
I enjoyed it, actually.
Kanye right there.
What type of music you listen to, Todd?
You know what? Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
You know, when people say that, it means they don't listen to anything.
No, that's not true. No, because I won't
be... Walk around with your fingers in their ears.
No, I do. I like old... I like to be introduced to new bands, because you end up liking... There's great, great new bands, but I don't know who the hell they are, so somebody might help out on the podcast. I'm like, put some music you like. If they're 19, you'll listen to some of the stuff, and you'll end up loving some of it. So, but I don't know the names of them.
You look like a Def Leppard kind of guy.
No, I never really... I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up for a little while.
Do you have something you'd call your all-time favorite, Todd, music-wise? Is it Neil Diamond?
Wayne Newton,
okay.
No, I like Schmain Wooten. Now, a lot of people don't talk about Schmain Wooten, but Schmain Wooten was bigger and better than Wayne Newton. It was his brother, Schmain Wooten.
Listen, I'm trying to run a serious show where people get high, and you're here just fucking around. What about Cookie Jar? That was always fun to see that guy. Is he a thing anymore?
You know what? Yes.
He is?
Yes.
Where can you see him?
He's at this place. I forget what it is, but he plays two nights a week, and they said he looks great. I go, he does? They go, yeah. He comes out there, does his thing. He's probably great.
He's probably all spare parts. But I saw him. I went to Vegas 9/11 weekend. Like the, when was 9/11? A Tuesday?
That was 9/11.
Right. I went on the 15th, 16th, 17th, something like that. I just went to Vegas. I said, fuck it, I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to fly commercial right away, which people didn't want to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait in those long lines because lines got crazy long. Went to Vegas, saw Cookie Jar, legendary lounge singer in Vegas, but not a little kooky.
That's your opinion. I think
he sang that song. You know that song, You Dropped a Bomb on Me, Baby. And he would do... Yes, he'd do the sound effects of bombs dropping throughout the song.
Yeah.
the weekend after 9/11.
Yeah, yeah. Not even knowing, though.
Not it wouldn't cross his mind for a second that anyone would go, oh, that's kind of fucked up right now.
He's like, this is the way I do it.
We laughed our asses off at it.
This is the way I do it. He's like, this is the way I do it. I always do it this way.
And he also barks a lot in between songs.
Yeah. Nothing like getting recognized from Cookie. It makes you feel like $1 million. You're sitting in the crowd. He goes, Todd Glass. You're like, yeah, it's all right. No big deal. Mm-hmm. You know?
I got to fucking check Cookie out.
Stand up and wave.
Yeah, according to Todd, he's playing somewhere for two nights. Probably Friday, Saturday, maybe.
Okay, I got
to
be honest.
They give him weeknights.
I pay him to sing in my barn behind my house once a month.
You got a house barn?
Of course I do. And I turned it into the Cookie Jar Theater, and
yeah,
I bring him in.
You do shows there. That's the kind of person you are. If you had enough space at home, you'd just do shows there. Don't you think?
Yeah. You know, can I tell you something else about Cookie Jar?
Nope, we're done on that subject.
Oh, we are?
Yep. Okay. Sorry. What about him?
He's so honest. Like, one time I asked, I want him to be in something. Like, I would have flown him to L.A. He would have gotten paid. And he just left me a message.
I gotta tell you, I just don't want to do it.
I feel fat right now. I don't want to do anything. It's like, so honest. Like, he was in his weird period. He didn't feel,
I don't want to do it.
But now he lost some weight. He looks great. Taking care of himself.
Book Cookie Jar on this program.
That's I don't know if he smokes weed. He does? You smoked with him?
No. I always just wanted to be the guy who gets to do that. Go,
Do you have a famous pot smoking person, Brandon? Like a famous person you've smoked weed with?
A famous person I've smoked weed with?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a panic attack on this show last when we did the live.
Okay, that doesn't answer the question at all.
No, that's not. Yeah.
Have you had a panic? I had a panic attack. Yeah. Well, that's not what they asked you.
Who's your best one, Todd? Do you have one?
No.
Most famous.
You.
Person? No. You know Phil Donahue smoked weed.
He did?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
How do you know that?
Because somebody told me a story about smoking weed with him on a roof at one of his wife's events.
I did.
You know how his wife is, she's got that children's hospital thing, St.
Oh,
James.
Yeah.
They have big benefits. And I know a guy that went to one, and he said he smoked weed with Phil Donahue on the roof.
This is a weird one.
So that's exciting.
I did coke with Mary Tyler Moore, and that was fucked up.
What?
Yeah, it was behind the... she was staying at the Sheraton.
You can't even think of a real celebrity smoking story.
I'm sure they're all comedians that smoke.
Right, yeah. Louis C.K. talks sometimes of me getting him too high once. But that's not my fault.
Right.
What do I have to do with it?
I heard he's going to sue you.
What's the joke there?
There's no joke. I just wanted to calm things down.
Shit was getting crazy. We got some pot topics we could talk about. We could talk more about the high court and saving it, because people need to watch tonight and tomorrow night, because there's going to be no more episodes next week and maybe forever. So... fingers crossed we get picked up, and we're going to go to a brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
Do you love books but find that you never have time to read them? With Audible, get audiobooks and listen to those books you've been meaning to read on the go. Their app is free and works on iPhones, iPad, Android, and Windows Phone. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 MP3 players. Audible also has the Great Listen Guarantee. If you decide you do not like the book you chose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime, no questions asked. If you're looking for something hilarious, check out today's guest Todd Glass on Audible. His book, The Todd Glass Situation, A Bunch of Lies About My Personal Life and A Bunch of True Stories About My 30-Year Career in Stand-Up Comedy, or listen to his performance, Todd Glass Talks About Stuff. You can find lots of my guests on Audible, so check it out. Turn walking the dog into the biggest adventure of the day. You can't make more time, but you can make the most of it. Turn your walk into something more with a free trial at Audible. Go to audible.com/getdug to start now.
When I'm presiding over real cases in the high court, my judgment is impaired.
I'm a little fuzzy on what the word affidavit means.
I'm judgy, but pretty chill.
You should smoke a strain of weed that doesn't make you so smashy.
I like odor in my court.
Maybe I would have won my case if I would have bought them some weed.
The High Court with Judge Doug Benson. Real cases, really high judge. Weeknights at midnight.
I'm like Judge Judy with Doobie.
All right, so, and I don't think, it's not necessarily weed related, right?
It's yeah, it's only weed related.
You only have panic attacks when you're high?
Well, I'll give you the very short version of this, but I used to tell people, when this happened, I'd be like, I don't know, my heart's beating. And so for years, like literally 20 years, people just accepted that. And then somebody one day, I go, told them the same symptoms, my heart's beating. I go, I don't know, I keep thinking about death. And they go, yeah, you're having a panic attack. And I'm like, no, I know. Then I realize, yeah, I'm having, so now that there's a word for it, but before I would just have to just say I felt like my heart was beating. I think I'm thinking about dying.
Happens after you get high.
Always when I get really
high.
Why
do you want to keep getting high if it might bring on a panic attack?
Well, because the majority of the time it doesn't. Oh. And I'll also be honest with you. There is something a little fun about it still.
Right.
Like I'm scared, but that means I'm really high. So just let yourself be high. But then I'm a little nervous.
Ride it out.
Anybody
could get. Everybody has sometimes they get too high.
But if this happened 90% of the time, I probably wouldn't smoke pot, but
right,
it doesn't.
That's what weeds those people out.
So and I understand why they wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But okay. For me, it's most of the time it doesn't happen.
So that's what happened during the break is Todd brought up that he was having a panic attack, and he said that the way he gets out of it is talking through it, and that we talk through it on camera. And then did we just do that, or are you still having it?
Yeah, no, it brings logic to it. I know that I'm not, I can be past it in 2 minutes.
Okay, but you're still in it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, keep talking us through it.
Tell us
about the experience.
Wow.
Right?
No, I feel fine now. Yeah. I can also fake feeling fine. Do you want to see what that looks like?
No. I've known you for like 20 years. I've seen it.
No, I could act like... No, I'm fine.
All right. Let's talk
how you doing?
Let's
all right.
Talk to Slink.
Yeah, let's
talk. I had a panic attack after Sharon one time. He was driving.
Yeah?
I talked him down.
Who had it?
My homeboy.
Yeah, driving a car.
While driving a car.
That's a bad place for it.
I was in the passenger seat.
You don't get high and drive anyway, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, when I'm done being high, I drive.
Right, yeah.
I guess that's
it. But it stays in your system, no. So don't let the cops tell you otherwise.
No, you never drive high. Never smoke and drive. We don't condone that stuff. Don't smoke and drive. Don't do that.
I like that.
I mean,
I like that about you.
It's fun. But I
that's
don't,
why they're
I don't
boycotting
even,
your
drive,
show.
But I don't drive. Is the thing.
Oh, well, what's fun about it then?
I mean, when I was living at home, I would,
So it was fun to potentially ruin your parents' lives, huh? In
no.
their car,
Whoa.
Huh? Is that what it is?
No.
When you were, why
fun.
Was it? Why was it
that's
fun when
fun
you were
at
living
all.
At home? Were you off on your own? Is it no longer fun, Brandon?
Look, I was 17 years old.
Come
hey,
on.
Man.
Is
hey.
That a, does that excuse you?
I don't do it anymore. I don't
that,
do it
that
anymore.
Shouldn't excuse you. Your dad's an upstanding white man. He taught you better than that.
High driving is bad. Yes.
Yeah don't high drive.
Don't high drive.
Matter
they
fact,
do tests. They've done studies, and they say that it doesn't impair your driving anywhere near like alcohol does.
No, nowhere.
Nowhere near. Okay, so somebody, there's people on the comments that think that this isn't really live, that it's been pre-taped and we're pretending it's live, which I don't know why that theory would even
that,
be.
That, why would they?
Be
I don't.
Out there.
I mean, yeah. It's not. Why it's do we look like somebody who thinks that it was?
It's just a nice
doesn't
Sunday
even,
afternoon.
It's a Sunday, any Wednesday night. We're just hanging out. I don't know why
yeah,
people.
Monday night football.
Monday
coming
night.
Up.
It's Monday night. It's Monday night. It's Monday night.
Gotta get out of here.
But yeah, it's 2:38 Pacific time,
Mondays.
Wednesday, March 22nd.
Mondays always get you down. That could be a song. Nah, no, it couldn't. That's a dumb person. Mondays always get you down.
Hey,
that is a song.
Down right here.
Oh, it is?
I don't just
I didn't think so, right.
What you got right here?
They brought in some more sativa for us.
Yeah, this is some sativa.
Yeah, how do you want to do it?
I'm finna break this shit down and twist me a nice little fat.
I like it. Smoke
stone.
Mine.
Yeah, I will.
I like it.
Brandon.
Yes.
You all right with me, man? I don't care what Ty says about you, bro.
Hey, why do you make me the bad guy?
Here, could you stay back in here, area? Did you watch yourself on the high court?
Once, yeah.
Did you see the one where you did this a lot?
I did a lot of that.
Did
I did a lot of that.
That was so funny. Especially at the end when you're like, the lady's there, she goes, woo, and you go, and she was going, woo, because I got the other lady to be quiet.
Yeah.
But you were right that she had also just lost.
Yeah.
And you went, what? You're like, you
I
just lost.
Like, you lost.
You lost.
And then I felt
which
bad.
I don't think
for
bailiffs usually
lost.
Pile on like that.
Right.
Say that.
I kept saying you lost and then apologizing.
Yeah. It was awesome. So.
Well, you feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Todd is the bailiff on tonight's program. Yeah, tonight at midnight, Comedy Central.
Can I tell you
11 Central and Mountain.
I had my family over and we watched it. My niece started talking during it, so I punched her in her neck.
Yeah, because
I'm kidding.
No, I'm just going to glaze over it like you were meant to.
But exactly. That, you make me feel like an idiot. I'm just going to glaze over it.
No, yeah, I had to punch her twice. Because the show goes by so quickly and there's so much dialogue, as it were, that like when people start chatting in the room, it's like if you turn away for a minute, you don't know what the fuck's going on and then it's over.
Right.
But yeah, don't punch anybody.
No, of course not.
No, don't do that.
No, just karate chop them.
Karate. Hi.
But that was in one of the cases, a guy got punched and you said, the person who punches is always wrong.
Right.
Yeah, and you really stood behind that principle.
It's true.
No.
But not always.
Unless it's Glenn Beck, years ago. No more, I don't think it, but that's when I used to think.
You used to think I'd punch that guy?
Somebody just shut him up.
Okay.
But no, I don't believe in it at all anymore. Take that out. Can that get you taken out?
Oh, yeah. We're not live, so what difference?
We're live.
Pull it right out.
Oh, my God. Why would you think we weren't live? It's so insecure of you, the listener.
The viewers currently.
Saturday night.
They might listen to it later, though.
That's true, too.
It's also an audio podcast.
Thank you. And I've been trying to tell everybody that. No one will listen.
Because they've got earbuds in. They're listening to a podcast.
Yeah, whatever.
Isn't it weird how podcasting is like it broadens your fans and gets you closer to people, but at the same time, all those people are just sitting by themselves listening to you somewhere and not socializing with the people that are right in front of them? Does that trip you out at all?
Can't they do both?
Let's see if we can get Todd to have a second panic attack. Todd.
Why can't they do both?
They like can. They absolutely do, and a lot of them do. I think a lot of podcast viewers and listeners have very healthy, productive lives.
Right. I tell them. I give strict orders on how to listen. The room they're in. I'm like, if you're listening at home, go lower the lights.
Really?
Yes. And I go, you're doing it. You know who's doing it. You know who's not doing it.
What if somebody wants to just listen to it while sitting on a sunny porch?
I say that. I go, well, good. Go back inside. Nah, that's fine, too. Any nice atmosphere.
Yeah, like when you're, like laying out by the pool is a good place to listen to a podcast.
There you go. You know what? I should start including that.
But I think most people are like in a car or at a job or on a plane.
Bus?
Yeah, plane probably covered that.
An Airbus. I like when they call them an Airbus. It doesn't make you feel safe. This 241 Airbus. Is it just an Airbus too? Like there's a bus and then this is an Airbus. Let's call it a plane.
You're going to have 5 minutes on this in no time. Slink is on tomorrow night's big finish, the big finale. They do back-to-back episodes of the show on Thursdays. And so I think you're the Lucas Brothers are the first show at midnight. And then 12:15, Slink's coming in, batting cleanup for the entire series.
Thanks.
The entire first season is on your shoulders, my friend.
It's going to be dope. We got a great situation going on, you being the captain.
Thanks, dude.
Todd being the wide receiver.
See?
Well, Todd, you're going to find this interesting. It's a pot topic.
Hot topic!
And a 2017 review of medical studies, researchers from the National Academy of Sciences confirmed there's substantial evidence that cannabis is an effective option for many senior ailments. Many of them.
Girl, hit that dope. Look, I've been watching you bullshit around. You've been dilly-dallying and dancing around the weed.
This?
Hit that shit.
Me?
This dude. Yeah, you.
Me?
You.
No, I was trying to...
smoke that shit.
I'm already
smoke
feeling
that shit.
The other shit's coming down.
Smoke
so
that
I,
shit with a crip. Man, don't smoke that.
I know what happens. Then I have a major...
Peer pressure works.
It sure does sometimes. Yeah. Believe me, I just took a hit because when it went around, I go, "Oh, you can still take a little."
I was like, "I'm gonna be, I'm gonna like watch myself." But then, like the other day, you hit me with a do it, pussy.
I did.
Whoa. Yeah.
We were in Austin, Texas, and we were in a circle, and he was ready to tap.
It worked.
And just to prove a point, I said, "Do it, pussy."
Don't fall for it. Do not fall for it, ladies and gentlemen, sitting in your houses.
I like when you can smoke in moderation because I abuse it.
Look at me.
I'll be the first guy to just admit that I abuse marijuana.
Do you have hand sanitizer?
You're high after the first blunt or joint or whatever. You're really about as high as you're going to get. But a guy like me, I just got to keep going. Like,
I wish
it's all
I
about
could.
Maintenance, man.
Yeah.
Todd, you used to be a maintenance man.
Is everything a joke?
Mm-hmm.
It is, you're right.
No, but let's get serious for a second.
Let's get serious. Now, what did you ask me?
How many people do you think you've hurt in your life?
Oh, shit.
God damn. Jeez. That shit jumped up some real...
That's the kind of thing Phil Donahue would ask. Phil,
hey, by the way, that's a very good question, and it can make you just... Wow, I guess
make you start running some numbers and feel like
Hot Topics is.
Start thinking a little more.
Oh yeah, I had a topic I was talking about.
No, I want that to be like I want every pot topic to be like a question that makes you think about how you've affected other people.
Right. You got to go back.
You've been a louse all your life.
Yeah. No. Let's get introspective.
Very introspective.
It's a good one.
Nausea, lack of appetite, insomnia, anxiety, Tourette's syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, there's so many things that they're saying weed is definitely helpful.
It helps with my PTSD.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I should say TSD, because it's not P.
Oh, okay.
I still live in the hood.
I get you.
Very traumatic. I was down in Arkansas over the weekend. A young guy got killed, man. It was fucking horrible, bro.
Got killed
while I was down there, you know, for the weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Horrible shit. It's so stressful, man. I need to smoke some weed just thinking about it.
You smoke weed in Arkansas?
Yeah, I smoke a little bit.
You don't worry about it too much?
I don't worry about it too much. But the shit they got, man, I couldn't wait to get back home, man, because I promise, man, as much as I love Arkansas being my home state, they got a whole lot of shit. I don't know what the
Arkansas
fuck was...
Arkansas has, like, probably, like, pesticides weed.
That shit was like, possum fur.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that shit was, man. That shit was fucking horrible, man. Are you giving me this fucking donkey shag? What the fuck is this? This is horrible. You know what I mean?
I learned so many new expressions around Slink. It's awesome.
That shit was horrible. But, you know, shout out to Arkansas, man. Sometimes, you know...
Yeah, shout out. Let us know if you're watching from Arkansas. You can hit me up on Twitter.
I adversely acquired some California weed while I was there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's everywhere you go, they kind of say that there's most of it's coming from California or Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. As long as I haven't. When's the last time you smoked some really shitty weed somewhere? Like, didn't even work.
Does
shit. That happen
in
anymore?
Arkansas. Yeah, it does.
In Arkansas?
Yeah.
Todd?
Sometimes everywhere.
Really? Yeah. Bad weed? Like with a bunch of sticks and stems in it and shit?
Oh.
Really brown weed? You know that kind of thing?
Oh no, not that. Never. Not
it
that I can remember.
Seems to be really good all the time.
Yeah.
Now.
Not that.
I smoked some Virginia mids.
Some Virginia mids. Sounds like some real bullshit.
Yeah, right?
It was bad.
I should have showed off some stuff people gave. A guy gave me this pipe in Austin when we were in Austin, Texas. I'm gonna try that one out.
Nice.
Let me see.
That's all.
And a dude in where the fuck was this one? Probably the 311 cruise. Gave me. I apologize for not knowing, but he gave me this box. It says Island Spliffs on it, and it's just a nice little box that was just full of spliffs. And don't you think spliff usually means there's tobacco in it?
Yeah.
I don't think these have any tobacco in them. It's just weed, but they call them spliffs.
Wow. That's so you can. That's what a non-smoker smokes.
Yeah, spliff is the Americanized term. I mean, you know, so spliff is still a.
It's just a more generic term for us.
But yeah, it's more a generic term. I know it means something more in over the pond.
Yeah, it just means it's got half tobacco, or maybe even more.
Spliff
it's
is
disgusting.
Not bad though. Spliff is not bad though. I had them before.
Yeah, I like them. You know why? Because I can. I'm a non-smoker. But I can smoke that. Oh, is there tobacco in there? All right, well, not supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, exactly. You can cheat a little bit, right?
Yeah, teeny cheat. It's like a
sneaky.
Treat.
Just a little bit.
Sneaky, right?
You got to stop hating, Doug. You got to try sometimes.
No, I never got hooked
never
on the tobacco, so I don't. When I won't turn down a spliff if it's the only option, you know. I'll get involved.
I love this hardcore shit.
Some guy wrote in and said, we got decent weed in Arkansas. Okay.
All right, you got it. Then give it to me. Next time you hear I'm in town, follow me on Instagram at Slink Johnson. SlinkJohnson. When you hear I'm in town, pull up on me and tell me what your definition of good. Look, I have some real California moonshine out there, some real funk dank, right, a few years ago. I showed it to a motherfucker, told me it wasn't weed. And I just took it. They just so used to looking at fucking beaver hide that they don't have no idea what good fucking weed is.
All right. Well, there's another guy in Arkansas. He says he's from Conway, Arkansas. And I love his Twitter name. Wait, now I got to look at it again. Make sure I'm even saying it right. What do you think that says?
His name is Breakdown Banana.
Wow.
Breakdown Banana.
At Breakdown Banana.
Yeah. He's in Arkansas.
Do you know what I realize helps me get out of my panic attack?
What?
Eating Reese's Cups from Trader Joe's.
Oh. But they're not Reese's Cups.
If only there were some catering right now.
That would be I didn't even think about that. That's funny you thought about it, because I was just thinking about it. Not like, I wasn't thinking like, somebody would run and get it for
the receptionist
me.
Got the
I mean, there's, oh, Reese's. Look at what's going on over here.
You know what? Reese's.
I never thought of this. Honestly, I wasn't doing it for this reason.
What? Let me see. That's the, yeah. That's
look at that.
Trader Joe's peanut butter cup.
Fucking crazy
good. Trader Joe's.
They'll get you out of your panic attack every time.
Trader Joe's.
It's a new sponsor for the show.
Oh, just take a whole mittful there, Todd.
Well, why not?
Jeez.
A mittful?
Who eats them like that?
Me. She got the real Reese's though.
Okay, otherwise I'd be leaning back to get another one. Let's not fool ourselves. Here would be my life if I didn't have a lot of them in my hand. Eat it, lunge forward, take it, eat it. Now I'm already sit back. I'm like a squirrel with eight in my hand.
That's usually me, bro. I feel you.
You want to try this thing? Give me your professional opinion.
Give me that shit.
Thank you. Now that he agrees, do you two want to say anything about my stance?
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Neither do I. Thank you.
Yeah. It's all water under the bridge with you and I.
Thank you.
Every time I see you, I get so fucked up. You could say anything. I won't remember.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You got anything you wanted to
say? regarding the peanut butter cups?
Anything in general?
No, I think I spoke my... I played a key part in that.
Yeah, he got you those cups.
That's all, you know, that's all me. I made a call.
Thank you.
Here they are.
You know what? You did.
It's just like, I think people.
Thank you.
People should be a little more grateful around here.
You know what? I'm going to start by, and I know you weren't implying me.
Yeah, no.
But I think it was me.
Thank
you, B. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
I wasn't, like, talking about him, but, like.
No.
you know.
I'll be the first to say.
This all feels I like did a was 70s jam him talk show right now.
All I did was,
the shoe fits.
All I did was jam him in my mouth. I never took the time to go, hey, by the way, hey, thank you, Brandon.
Pause.
So I am now. I am
ever,
now.
Hey, Todd, don't ever jam anything in your mouth anymore. So, ever.
Before you say thank you.
But, Todd, we're going to go to commercial break, give you a chance to swallow your food, and then we will return for the big finish.
I didn't know you were going to make fun of me.
You don't even eat those one at a time. You just jam them in.
Why? Why? To slow down eating candy is absurd.
We've said jam them in.
Get it done quickly, times. You guys. Why savor it? And we'll be right back.
You've perfected your wardrobe, but what about the stuff not everybody gets to see? Designed in LA and made from sustainably sourced micromodal, a fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton, MeUndies softer than soft, Luxe Undies come in an ever-changing selection of classic colors, bold shades, and adventurous patterns, so you can tailor your undies to your own personal style. And guess what? You can save time and money each month by opting for a monthly subscription. But if you're not ready for a subscription, that's okay. You can still save, because MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first pair when you use our special URL, MeUndies.com/getdug. So go ahead, revamp your underwear drawer. You deserve it. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/getdug for 20% off your first pair. MeUndies.com/getdug.
What would happen if the McElroy brothers were to turn their popular advice podcast, My Brother, and Me, into a TV show? There's only one way to find out. Sign up for CISO. With a wide array of hand-picked, ad-free, and on-demand comedy, CISO is your one-stop comedy streaming service. Plus, CISO has tons of great original series, like the aforementioned My Brother, and Me, as well as an animated fantasy role-playing game starring Dan Harmon and a fake reality show created by the geniuses behind Comedy Bang Bang and Reno 911. I know it's 911. I just like saying it wrong. Access CISO anytime, anywhere on iOS, Android, Apple TV, and almost any other device, all for just $3.99 per month. No joke. So what are you waiting for? Go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 1 free month using the promo code Doug at checkout. This is the best offer CISO has going right now. 1 month of laugh your ass off comedy free just by using the promo code Doug. That's SEESO.com, promo code Doug. CISO.com, promo code Doug.
They sampled me at the end of it. I'm a judge now. We might. Let's play that one again next show. That
I
was
like
a good
that,
one.
You know, I
can
like
play
that
it
one
again right now.
If you're
can
high,
we?
It's clean and it's
we can
and
play
it's
it
got
again
a good
right now.
It's got a good Here high
go.
Vibe.
Oh yeah, getting done. That's a good one. We might have to make that the permanent one. But I think another person is sending us one. I think he might have even sent it today. But how's it going, guys? We're here with, in case you're just joining us, Slink Johnson, Todd Glass, and Brandon Wardell are here. They're all they've all participated as bailiffs on the High Court on Comedy Central, and I'm asking you to watch all the episodes any way you can. This week,
we plead with you.
Because we want to do more. Would you guys all come back as bailiffs if we did more?
Of course.
Season 2.
Can I get a yes out of each one of you?
Season 2.
Yeah, of course.
I say
season
6 seasons in a movie.
Thank you.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. Right on, bro.
I got to start writing that script, though.
It depends if I can come back or not. Okay, I will.
No, the music that you heard during the commercial break was a new song by Clayton Gates. And you can check out Clayton at his YouTube page. YouTube.com/Clayton, G-A-T-E-S, Clayton Gates. Good job, Clayton.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it makes us belch. It's so good.
That's that root
beer. So many good things in life make you belch.
That root beer.
Slink is going to be performing with, what's this guy's name, Clint Cooley?
Yeah, Clint Cooley at the Ice House Comedy Club Thursday night, Pasadena, California, man. Come on out. In honor of Women's Month, we're going to have an all-ladies lineup Thursday night at the
Ice House Comedy Club.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Okay. Man. And then how often do you do that? Is it a regular thing you do there?
Yeah, it's a regular thing I do every other week at the Ice House Comedy Club. Pasadena, man, come on out, man.
Yeah, get your Smoke Yours Crew apparel. That's available at smokeyourscrew.bigcartel.com.
Yes, sir.
Great. And watch season 3 of Black Jesus this summer on Adult Swim. You ever see Black Jesus, Todd?
I have not.
On TV or just in your life?
No.
Follow him at Slink Johnson, at Slink Johnson.
Is anybody, can I do this? No, it's live. Well, I can't do this.
They might put something in there in the archive version. Plus, they're doing a good job.
Okay, well, archive this motherfucker.
Ice House.
Now I want him to put something real magical in there. Link. What happened, Todd?
I said the Ice House is a great place to see a show. It's like almost the perfect room.
It's explosive.
It's ridiculous, yeah. And I think it's not by accident. I think it's just that's a good place to see.
You ready?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
You want some more of this, Link?
Yeah, fucking yeah.
There you go.
Is this the spliff?
No, that is over there. This is
the Spleez Aizip right here.
That's what Slink rolled right there in your hands. He's good at it.
You want the Spleez Aizip?
I'll hit it one time.
Go ahead.
Brandon is hosting, this sounds weird, Teen Party?
It's a 21 and up event.
Okay, but you're calling it Teen Party.
But it's called Teen.
Somebody's going to get in trouble.
That's called Teen Party.
21 and up.
We're going to see whoever shows up.
It's in L.A. at Los Globos? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's once a month. Oh. I like Oxcore DJ a thing there. Like, I just plug my phone in and play.
Would Todd have
DJ
a good time if
Spotify.
He went to it?
He'd have a good time.
Yeah?
We were talking about it. Okay. I did one at South by Hannibal DJ.
Oh, that's cool.
I want to do one.
Yeah. Nice. Todd can DJ one at some point.
Oxcore DJ.
I have ideas. Let's so put it that way.
Brandon is...
No, just Spotify.
Brandon's going to be with Pete Holmes at the Regent Theater in L.A. on April 20th.
Is it true,
Pete? Yeah, Leafly show. That'll be good.
And then you're going to be at the Helium Comedy Club, where I'm headed this weekend. You're going to be there April 25th.
Portland, Oregon. I think that's like the most of the three plugs. That's the most important one, because the other two, it's like I already know that those are going to be fine. But like Helium, it's like a door deal, and I'd like to get a lot out of the. You know, that's...
Yeah, walk them through nuts and bolts, how the business works.
Look,
what's your cut? What are you getting? Like,
I don't know what the door deal is there, but, like, that's the one where it's, like, there's money on the line with this plug.
Make sure you...
The other two, I know how much money I'm getting for those.
Yeah. Thank you. What night is that?
It's April 25th.
April 25th.
He's got to pay his automobiles, you guys.
Yes.
And I wanted to say that... Make sure you go to smokeyourscrew.bigcartel.com and get those t-shirts, because, you know, each t-shirt sold prevents one unsuspecting white person from getting robbed at gunpoint. So please, buy those t-shirts so I don't have to rob white people. I'm really trying to get my life together, and my children need a father. I was trying to figure out
who was robbing who in that scenario. I thought maybe if you weren't wearing the shirt and you're white, you'd probably get robbed. But, like, is it a free pass with black people if you have your shirt on?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, that's too bad.
They need to wear the shirt, too, because we live in a colorblind society. I rob black people, too.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, desperate people.
You ever robbed anybody?
No.
You ever robbed anybody?
Yeah, that's good. I can say that. Yeah. And you know what? Some people have that. They're, you know, they're not all bad people either.
Todd, I beg to differ about you robbing people. Have you seen the price of the tickets for your show? I just feel so Dick Cavett today, like with the, the smoke going the whole time, sure. Just sitting around shooting the shit with some guys.
Look, we've all robbed somebody. I just think people think, well, not the gut point, but yeah, okay. But you still rob somebody. Of course I've robbed people. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah, you used to rob trains.
That I'm not proud of at all.
You all of this motherfucker.
I did it. No, I never robbed a train.
You probably the motherfuckers. What's his name? D.B. Sweeney or whoever that jumped out the plane with all that bread and they never found him?
D.B. Sweeney's an actor who's in...
what's the other motherfucker?
Ice skating movie.
the other motherfucker, don't he got to it? Initial name?
D.B. Cooper.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That motherfucker. That's probably you.
Todd Glass.
Yes, sir.
April 8th at the Lab at the Hollywood Improv.
Well, yes.
Okay. Oh, that's how we're doing these? You're going to confirm or deny these plugs?
Well, sometimes there's dates, and I'm like, I don't have anything to do with them.
You're going to be in Minnesota at the Hopkins Comedy Festival, May 18th through the 20th at the Royal Comedy Theater.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Yes, that's true, too.
Comedy Bar in Toronto, May 25th through 27th. That's a fun gig.
All right.
Love that club.
I'm not going to deny I'm there, but most of the time these things are erroneous.
Your plugs are fake news?
A lot of times, mostly they are, but these happen to be correct tonight.
Okay.
So whoever does your research, I give them a lot of credit.
Is this your website, toddglass.com?
Yes.
Okay, so they got that right, too.
Sure they did.
Yeah. Killed it. Great episode, you guys. I'm putting this in my top 100.
Thank you.
You know, we've done like 160, so it's, you made it, you're better than the top half.
The most mute compliment in the world. And you're supposed to go, thank you, Tom. If it's the top 100.
It's a compliment that you're on the show at all.
Thank you. That's right? Why I tell people that.
Yeah, you should be.
I go, I don't deserve it. It's a favor from Doug. And people go, oh, is that why he has him on a lot? You know what? I like Todd now.
We are back on Monday afternoon because I know the first day of the High Court's no longer a thing. You're going to feel sad and you're going to need to watch me ramble. So Monday afternoon at 4:15 Pacific time with three guests. One new guest and two guests have been on before, but it's going to be a fun one. Yeah. It's going to be hard to top this one, but I bet you it'll come close.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This means
is that a nice way of saying it?
That was nice.
Because it's going to be way better than this.
I know. Yep.
Thank you, Slink, Todd, and Brandon. And thank you for watching. The next show, like I said, is Monday, March 27th, 4:15 Pacific.
On camera.
Bye.